Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Got Sam, we got Garrett sitting in for Greg on this Saturday morning. Glad you are with us. And boy, it's that time of year, right? Calendar turns. Today is March 4th. We think of the March to March Madness and the fun time that comes with the NCAA basketball tournament. The question is, who's going to make it? Who's going to be in? Who's going to be on the other side of the bubble?
I got one team who I really want to be in. I need to be in.
Yeah?
It's a team that I never see win.
Uh-oh.
Them Georgia Bulldogs, man. Hey, can they get it done? They got a big game today.
You know what? We're going to check in with somebody who keeps an eye on all things college basketball. I think he's working some games this weekend, by the way. Tim Scarborough joins us now on the waitfor.com hotline. Tim, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing today?
We're doing fantastic, man. It's a beautiful day here in Atlanta. You're working a game. Where do we find you this Saturday morning?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Well, this morning, I'm not far from Atlanta. I feel like it's a home game for me. It's Montgomery, Alabama, just a couple hours drive south. So, didn't have to get on a plane this weekend. And, covering Alabama A&M versus Alabama State and the SWAC. The big tournaments are coming up soon. The SWAC tournament is actually in Atlanta this year, and I get to cover that as well. So, yeah, it's been fun being around HBCUs this past season. You know, of course, I've covered games all over the country from the West Coast Conference Mountain West, Atlantic 10, Conference USA. So I'm all over the place. But the SWAC's been kind of fun this year.
So this team you're covering today, I mean, you get Kennesaw State, or tomorrow, I should say. Is this a team that you think could potentially make a run to a tournament? I know they've got, at this point, they're going to have to go win the conference. But look, is that something that you think that they can do? Is that something they can put things together and maybe make that magical run like they did earlier in the season when they beat Rutgers?
Yeah, you know, I was at that Rutgers game, and, you know, that some of that was home court advantage. That atmosphere was absolutely electric. Many media members there, sellout crowd. They played off that energy. They won't have that in Conference USA tournament. And, you know, of course, Sam knows. I played at Liberty, and I've covered Conference USA for many years as well, now that Liberty's in Conference USA. And coincidentally, that you mentioned it, they do sit at the top of Conference USA as we speak.
He would say that, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
See. He never misses a beat. But what do you think about the game tomorrow, though? What do you think about the game tomorrow? Of course, they're playing up there.
Yeah, so that's the game in Lynchburg. I'm actually thinking about flying up there to watch that. I love watching Kennesaw play. I love the way Antoine Petway prepares this team. They play with a lot of energy. You know, I asked him earlier this year, you know, how they rebound so well. And he said, we call basketballs, people call them 50-50 balls. We call them 80-20 balls. We believe we should get 80% of the loose balls. So, and they do sometimes. That Rutgers game was a prime example. Yeah, I rebounded them like 47-26, something crazy like that. But, they'll have to go up to Lynchburg with a lot of energy. It was interesting. You know, I do a podcast for Liberty, and we talked to Richie McKay, the head coach of Liberty. He said, you know, this is a real big rivalry for Kennesaw. I was like, wow, that's a shots fired there. So I was like, that might be some bulletin board material for Antoine Petway and his group, because if they hear that, they're going to say, okay, all right, you guys think you're better than us. We'll find out. But, to answer your question about the tournament, that Conference USA tournament is up for grabs. There are teams in the middle of the pack that I think could win it all. Of course, Jacksonville State is really good in Alabama. Liberty's good. Kennesaw's good enough to win it. There's no question about that. They could put together three games and win that thing because they've proven they could beat anybody in that league. They beat teams at the top, but they've lost to teams at the bottom. So, and that's the case for almost every team in Conference USA. It's a really good season, a balanced league, and it's a shame, really, because they're the eighth. I don't think people realize this. When you look at the conference rankings, 32 conferences, Conference USA is eighth in the country, but still perceived as a one-bid league. And the reality is, when you look at all the bracketologists, it's a one-bid league. So whoever wins that day in a couple of Saturdays from now, that's going to be the team that dances, and everybody else will be trying to find, you know, partners elsewhere in the NIT and so forth.
Tim Scarborough joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, talking all things college basketball. Let's move into the SEC here just for a moment. This tournament, I'm fascinated with what's going to be happening at the SEC tournament up in Nashville. 13 teams in Joe Lunardi's most recent bracketology reveal.
Great.
Whether or not we see 13 remains to be seen. I mean, you might have a couple slot stealers coming up here when we get into conference championship season. But the point is that this is probably the best division or conference that we've seen, at least in the last decade, if not longer. I mean, what is it going to take for this? Who's going to separate themselves? I mean, we look at the games today. I mean, several top 25 matchups, and every single week it just seems to be the gift that keeps on giving. But when it's all said and done, I mean, maybe we see the SEC tournament being a harder tournament to win than the NCAA tournament. That's what I heard at various points.
I don't know if I go that far. But, yeah, the SEC is having a banner year on the basketball court. Of course, they usually have banner years pretty much every year on the football gridiron. But, yeah, this has been a really big year. I still think Auburn and Alabama and Florida are the three teams that have a realistic chance of winning a national championship. And honestly, if I'm truly evaluating Florida, I don't think they're good enough to win at all. They may go far, but they could actually get beaten the first weekend. But they're a really good team. But, you know, we see how that NCAA tournament goes. Tennessee's had some teams that you thought, okay, a lot of people, they got their brackets busted because they had Tennessee going to the Final Four, and they're at home in the first weekend. So, but Alabama's a proven commodity. been to the Final Four this past season. Mark Sears, one of the best guards in the country. They got some bigs that can really play and shoot from the outside. I love Nate Oates' coaching. So I feel like good money, smart money would be on Alabama. Auburn is playing so well that you got to figure at some point they could come back down to earth because they're talented, yes. But a lot of SEC teams are talented. But their cohesiveness is off the charts. Those guys just play so well together. And that's why they're tough to beat. And obviously Bruce Pearl is a really great coach. But, the SEC tournament, no telling who's going to win that thing. The three teams I mentioned are favored, but there could be a team come out of the middle of that pack. But 13 teams, Joe Lunardi, my God. Can we get some mid-majors in here? I'm a mid-major guy. I don't want to see 13 Power 5 teams in the same conference, but that's just me.
Spend the time on the waitforit.com hotline with Tim Scarborough this morning. He is in Montgomery today for Alabama State and Alabama A&M, the HBCU game that he will be on the broadcast call for. And he is social. You can find him at TimScar20 at TimScar20. Auburn is playing Kentucky today. They're on the road up at Kentucky, and it seems not to matter where this Auburn team plays, if they're home or away. And life in the conference on the road is very tough. Georgia's assignment today is at Texas. Thought about this lineup and what Georgia has to do coming off the big win over Florida. How can they carry it forward in the game that's going to be played this evening?
First of all, really good opportunity for Georgia because, as Joe Lunardi has it today, Texas is the last team in. And guess who the first team out is? It's Georgia. So, well, you're talking about being able to literally flip-flop your outcome, at least for the time being. This is a great opportunity today. However, Texas is a really tough team. But when you figure that if you're good enough to beat Florida, you're good enough to beat Kentucky, I mean, you certainly should be able to beat Texas. But Georgia will have to play a good game. Mike White has done a great job with this group. I jokingly said, I don't want to see 14, 15 teams out of the SEC. But if Georgia gets in and they're a 14th team, I'll be okay with that. Because now that I'm a Georgian, I pull for the Bulldogs as well. So should be a good game today, though.
Yeah, it's a critical game. It's a game that they got to go win. But you said that you're a mid-major guy, Tim. And I want to give you a chance to kind of pound the drum for some of these mid-major programs. I mean, St. Mary's out on the West Coast, they're having themselves a fantastic season. I mean, who else in this mid-major level do you see that could make a potential run into this March Madness tournament?
Man, I'd say St. Mary's is Final Four level, honestly. They have done what Gonzaga has done over 25 years. People don't realize this. St. Mary's has been right there with them. When Gonzaga loses the conference game, it's almost always the St. Mary's. Coach Bennett has done an unbelievable job out there. And now he finally has a better team than Mark Few. And they are really showing that they're good. They got a couple of Lithuanian kids. They got Sabonis Marcellonis' son out there. So they have some really good players. So, I mean, I love St. Mary's. I like what baby Rick Pitino, Richard Pitino, has done at New Mexico. I think they're going to be tough and out of the Mountain West. But the team that people aren't really talking about that I think could be the next, Fairleigh Dickinson, George Mason, some of these teams that have, Towson, that, remember they were 16, they beat the one. Drake is a team.
I was going to ask you about that.
No one's talking about.
I was going to ask you about that.
They're really, really good.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's a really good team.
So we'll watch out for them as a possible team. Those are teams that always, to me, make March Madness so much fun when you have those teams that make it in and do amazing things.
So much fun.
Yeah, they do. They do. Big Ten, anybody from the Big Ten you watch, I see Michigan State. Is there, but I mean, and I see Michigan and Wisconsin showing up there as well, but anybody there you see as a legitimate threat, I see Purdue as well.
No. No, I mean, the Big Ten is not what the Big Ten used to be, and give Tom Izzo a ton of credit. He's one of the last remaining legendary coaches, has been at the place for over 20-plus years. He and Bill Self are kind of that last group of guys. Of course, Mark Few as well as Gonzaga. Excuse me. But I would say Michigan State, the way they're playing, Tom Izzo has gotten lesser teams than he has today to the Final Four. So always bet on those guys when you have an opportunity. I like what Dusty May has done with Michigan. He brought a couple of his players from that Final Four FAU team. You know, Vlad Golden, his big, who really was well. I can't believe Vlad's still playing. I think I did his games in like 2015 or something crazy, but now he's still playing. At you know, these waivers are just out of control. But to his credit, you know, Dusty May's done a great job at Michigan State, Michigan, I should say. But yeah, Michigan State, Purdue. I mean, you remember, they were in the Final Four last year, but there's no Zach Edey walking through that door this year. They don't have a 7'4 NBA player on that team. But you know, they're well-coached as well. But I just don't see, anyway, at this time, my crystal ball, any of those Big Ten teams going really far in the NCAA tournament. But I'm probably wrong, because the NCAA tournament, as we all know, totally unpredictable.
Yeah, Tim, it's been 25 years now, 24 years since the Big Ten's won a title. In basketball, it's just kind of an unbelievable thing. But look, one thing,
they've been there, though.
They've been there. Michigan, Ohio State. I mean, Wisconsin's made it. I mean, like, look, they've been close.
Whiskey,
yeah, they've been knocking on the door for a little while, but they haven't been able to break it through. But one team that has, of course, is Duke with Cooper Flagg this year. I mean, is there anybody in the ACC that can even give them a push at this point?
We talked about the Big Ten not being what it was. The ACC is nowhere near what it used to be. And then, first of all, there's way too many teams in that league. You know, these West Coast teams and SMU is in the ACC. It's just not the same league. Having said that, and North Carolina is down as well. So it's just a different era. But one thing that hasn't changed is Duke is really, really, really good. And you know, Sam knows the Boozer brothers. You know, we watched them play in high school. Carlos Boozer's twins are coming to Duke next year, and Cooper Flagg's talking about staying around and playing with them.
Wow.
So Duke is already looking at probably winning a national championship this year. If that happens, then already pencil in a back-to-back. But let's hold our horses first. You know, Auburn and some of these other teams are out there lurking, but certainly Cooper Flagg's group is good enough to win it all. And it's not all Cooper. That team is balanced. They have a whole lot of blue-chip recruits on that team. And, man, it's hard to replace a legend and follow the legend. Usually you want to be the guy after the guy who follows the legend. But Coach Shire has done a great job, man. He's gotten Duke to where Coach K had that program. They went down a little bit, but, man, he elevated them right back to the top.
Sure did. Sure did. He's done a remarkable job. Tim, we always appreciate you spending some time. Have a great call today with Alabama State and Alabama A&M. Look forward to seeing you in the tournament that's coming up in a couple of weeks down at the Gateway Arena.
Yes, sir.
And safe travels. Thanks so much for the time.
Thanks a lot, fellas. Good to talk to you as always.
All right. That is Tim Scarborough, getting us up to date on college basketball. Always great to talk some hoops with him and what may be coming up in the coming weeks as we get set for March Madness.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.